Most farmers have received their individual SAS crop insurance packages, but a few of them contain some errors. This is Saskatchewan Agriculture Minister David Merritt speaking at a news conference this morning about some of the new additions to 2024 crop insurance.
Late last week, SCIC has found an oversight in premiums for some customers in which their premium is higher than it should be in both the printed package and on Crop Connect. Since that time, SCIC has been working to resolve the issue. New printed packages will be mailed and updates made to Crop Connect within a week.
SAS Crop Insurance Chief Executive Officer Jeff Morrow was asked how many producers are affected.
So we don't have the final numbers, Neil. What we do know is that it is a small minority of crops that are impacted. And we also know that in all cases, the premium cost will be lower when we do have the resolution.
2024 crop insurance coverage and premiums will be lower than last year.
Last year at this time, we were at about $440 an acre in coverage. So that's down to $389 on average this year. And last year, the premium was in that $1,450 per acre range. And this year, average is $12.71. And as far as the premium rates, there are increases to the premium rates to reflect the losses that we paid in 2022. And also to look at where the crop insurance fund is compared to our premium.
Morrow runs through provincial averages for three main crops.
And these are averages, but for hard red spring wheat, average premium per acre for producers, $7.55 per acre for about $318 in coverage. Canola, $17.28 an acre for about $493 in coverage. And we'll look at large green lentils, $27 an acre premium for about $380 in coverage.
Now, last year, 86% of seeded area had SAS crop insurance coverage. Total payouts in 2023 were $1.85 billion, with just over $1.1 billion collected in premiums. This is Ag Minister David Merritt.
I want to reassure our producers, even when we face back-to-back difficult years, a combination of the Crop Insurance Fund, government and private reinsurance is in place to ensure the program remains reliable. Crop insurance continues to be an actuarially sound program with premiums set to ensure the long-term sustainability of the program.
Moving on to some of the new additions in the 2024 SAS Crop Insurance Program, the weather-based program will provide options to insure intercrops and additional feed crops. The Mixed Forage Rainfall Insurance Program protects any forage feed crop not previously covered under weather-based programs such as mixed forage, green feed, and silage. Coverage will also increase for the Forage Rainfall Insurance Program. Coverage levels now better reflect the productive capacity of the insured acres and increased transportation allowance. Producers can select from three levels of coverage: low, medium, and high. In addition, new weather stations are being added to the existing network.
We looked at where there were maybe some gaps. Now virtually all land is within 30 kilometers of at least one weather station. So if we identified gaps where there was land that was outside of that 30-kilometer radius, we closed those gaps to give producers more choice for selecting a weather station for their forage rainfall coverage, for example. And I'd say there's always an opportunity to do more, but I guess what we're looking at is we do want to continue to make sure our livestock programs are relevant.
Many of the new additions come from recommendations made by livestock producers attending drought meetings last summer, sponsored by SARM and the Saskatchewan Cattlemen's Association. Grant McClellan is the CEO of the SAS Cattlemen's Association.
I think you see in the announcements today, particularly in the improvements to the forage rainfall program, as well as the acknowledgement of including silage in the insurable groups here. There was a clear response, and I think listening to the concerns that came out of those meetings directly from our producers. So from our organization's perspective, we are pleased to see these improvements, particularly on the livestock side. And we look forward, frankly, to future improvements. We know that the pilot project with the Forage Rainfall Program is happening this year as well. And so we're hopeful that we'll see continued improvements in these programs.
SAS Crop Insurance Chief Executive Officer Jeff Morrow says more effort is being made to inform livestock producers about the various programs.
Creating more awareness about how the livestock programs can work for producers. So we are taking a few different approaches this year. We have more specific livestock marketing tactics that will be in market right now. We hired more program advisors, and one of their priorities is to get out and talk to livestock producers about the programs and the enhancements. We'll have a buyer's guide available that gives a little more detail about how the program works and how it can be tailored to your grazing system. So those are a few of the tactics that we changed this year in response to what we heard from stakeholders last year.
The deadline to apply or make changes to individual crop insurance contracts is March 31st.